everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to Veronica Lopez. She's a Mexican-American poet, actress, she's multi-talented, and she wrote an incredible poetry collection, Lighting in a Bottle. Wait until you see this beautiful cover. And I'm so happy that you're here with us today. And I want to learn more about your journey through writing and art. When did you discover your passion for writing?
I think I've always loved writing. In elementary school, we used to have Young Authors Day or Young Authors Conferences where kids would spend like a month writing a book out of their own imagination, and we would quote unquote publish it and we would share it with the class. And I remember that was the first time, probably second grade, when I really liked writing and coming up with stories.
That's awesome. Now you can go back to those conferences and share, I hope they still do those, and share your book, which is coming out this holiday season. And like, you wrote a book during this pandemic. I've been asking this question to all of our authors today. That's amazing. And at the same time, it's like hard to believe, because we all went through so much this year. And at the end of it, you're going to have this beautiful gift to the world and to yourself. How was this process of writing a book during a global pandemic?
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of the perfect time, because it gave me something to look forward to. And it also gave me a reason to really dig deep and to focus on writing, instead of trying to distract myself and procrastinating with other things. And yeah, it was a lot about self-reflection this year. We kind of had to, and it really helped to write it out.
Look within. I think this was a year where we were forced to look within in many different ways. So that's a gift for a creator or a writer, right? So what was your favorite part of creating this book during this process?
Oh my gosh. Working with other writers and workshopping my stuff, because I don't know if I would have published with anyone else that didn't offer this class. I probably wouldn't have had other people's opinions, other artists' opinions, to tell me or validate my work, because I, for a long time, I didn't think I was that good of a writer. But hearing other people's praises or hearing their feedback really helped me become a better writer and also become more confident in my own writing.
So yes, I really love that. I have to say, I always was sharing with our class how Vero was the first one to turn in her assignments and her pages, and she was just on it and always connecting right on time, like your passion for your art. It was very evident for all of us. And I think that I agree with you. Before this year, I just didn't know there were so many of us out there, because as you know, we're like highly unrepresented in the book world. So I was like, you know, just having the opportunity to be surrounded by all these incredible, you know, new authors and emerging, you know, new voices was just such a gift. So I agree with you. And yes, once you started, because you got incredible feedback during this class and everyone's like, Vero, I love that. So I'm sure that also, you know, because even if we're confident or not, like that validation sometimes, you know, we need it, you know, and so it's a beautiful experience. And what would you say was the most difficult part, especially at those times when you felt maybe like, oh, I'm just too stressed out, this was a bad week? How do you push through to be able to finish this book?
Well, the hard part, I think, is losing steam or inspiration, because even though the pandemic did push me to look within, because of the pandemic, there were times when I was like, I don't know what to write about. I don't know what to do. I'm not going out. I'm not experiencing life as I would have any other regular year. And so just continuing to journal and go to therapy and sitting down to write at least, like, maybe half an hour to an hour, and letting it out, whatever was in my brain, letting it out. Because every time I thought I didn't have anything to say, I did have something to say. I always have something to say. And just remembering to exercise that writing muscle, for sure.
Yes. When you did that, I think we're talking about how when you actually commit to just writing, right? Even when you don't feel like it, which is not every day that we feel super inspired, something just like incredible happened. That's when you find the little treasures, like maybe when you just committing to it, which is great. And a great lesson for all of us who struggle to commit, right? To build and grow in our craft. So I think my favorite thing about your book, and what I feel that this book will touch so many people and young adults, is because you open up the topic of mental health awareness, right? A topic that until very recently, people, you know, it's always had a stigma. I also spoke about, you know, sort of my battle with anxiety in my second book. And it just opens doors and the connection that you can get with people who are going through similar experiences, and they usually don't read stories or poems for them. So tell us, why was it important for you to really go deep and bring awareness to mental health?
Yeah, one of the important things with this book was giving a voice to myself. I also talk about in my book how I hide a lot of things. And one of those things is my mental health or my mental illness. And not many people know this. The class does know this, but I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And I felt like it was important to destigmatize something like that. Not just bipolar disorder, but anxiety and depression. And I follow so many artists that are talking about it more and more. And I follow this one singer, her name is Halsey, and she also has bipolar disorder. And I really resonated with her latest album, where she basically wrote songs about how she experiences her own mania and depression. And I was really inspired, and I found myself in her music. And then I wrote a lot of stuff, and I think it's just really important so people don't feel so alone, and so we can get more resources for mental health and more just awareness for it. That way people, like for suicide, like suicide awareness, that way people don't commit suicide, or for people to feel less crazy, quote unquote crazy, because I know that when I got my diagnosis, I actually felt less crazy. And the more people know about it, the less stigma there is.
Yeah, I think that's powerful. And I love that so much about your book. And also, you have this incredible humor that it's so recognized. Like, once you read it, you're like, that's Veronica Lopez humor. But also, I love that you added the music element to your book, because music is a very important part of your life as well. So tell us about why you decided to add this, you know, QR code so people can download music, and you kind of like guiding them through this collection of music as they read your poetry.
Music has always been an important part of my life. It has helped me through rough times, helped me be happier, or if I want to be sad, I can wallow in my sadness for a bit. It's just, I connect with it so much. Not just by listening to it, but also because I was a dancer in high school, so I love to move to it. And I'm someone who makes a lot of playlists. I don't know what happened, but these past 2 years, I've started making a lot of playlists for books I've read or stories I have in my head. And it felt right to make one for my poetry book, because I kind of slowly started... When I had the idea for the book, I slowly started like collecting songs that reminded me of certain poems or of myself and my story. And I was like, if I make a playlist, and I felt like it was unique to put the songs in the footnotes, pick one song for each poem. That way you can read the poem, but also listen to the song, and maybe you get an even deeper meaning of what the poem's really about, or like specifically to me, because it could resonate to other people in a different way. But to me specifically, this is the poem, and this is like an even like, yeah, like a deeper way to understand it through this song.
I will definitely, when I get your book, I will definitely dive into the music and the vibe and the poem at the same time. That's a really cool experience. I love that you did that. And now as we wrap up, what is your hope? What do you want to transmit, or you hope people will get from reading Lighting in a Bottle?
What do I hope people will get? I think to be unapologetically yourself, because that is something that I have struggled for a long time. And I just want people to be unafraid to be themselves, whatever aspect of that may be, whether it's your mental illness or where you come from as a Latina. I know that it can be hard to have a mental illness when you come from a minority culture. And I want to break that bottle for myself. Releasing this book is breaking the bottle for myself, and in hopes that when other people read it, they can slowly get more comfortable with themselves and break that bottle too.
I love that. I love that. And wait until you see this cover and you get what she's talking about. So tell us, for someone that's never experienced our Alegria Collective and Alegria Publishing, how was this experience for you?
This was way different than I could have ever imagined, but in a really good way. I always dreamed of getting my book published, but doing it in a class format is so different than that I could have ever imagined. And I really loved working with other artists and just striving for that dream together and working on our art, giving feedback and validation and the buildup of it all, and getting to learn the ins and outs of self-publishing. I really loved it. It was a really unique experience, and I feel like I've learned a lot about others and myself, for sure.
Yes, I feel that as writers, or, you know, sometimes artists, like, it can be a solitary journey, right? And just finding this community has been so incredible for me this year, because I didn't know there were so many of us, right? And you said something that's key, that you're all going through the same process. So, like, you know, we all go through you're so excited about it, and then you're kind of over it, and then you're not inspired, something happened in your life, and you just want to, you know what, why do I even want to put this book out there? It's like you go through all these phases, and when you do it collectively, it's like you have that accountability, which I think it's so important for a lot of us.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Vero, I am so excited, and I'm so looking forward to having your book very soon available for the holidays. And for everyone that's interested in Veronica Lopez Poetry Collection, you can find it through her own platforms and also through Alegria Publishing. So for anyone that wants to get in touch with you, Vero, how can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at she.veronicalopez.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. And I know this is going to be an incredible, incredible experience for you and for everyone that reads your beautiful book. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And don't forget to connect with us via social media at Alegria Magazine. We would love to hear from you, as we are always creating new stories from our community and around the world, because your story matters.